Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
That's a lie because Fred Fowler is not here today.
Nope.
He's moving today. Although he hired movers, so I'm not sure what he's doing.
Supervising.
You got word on that, John? Is he like pointing and directing?
Probably drinking beer.
Whitmire's in hand.
Probably so. But he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, he had told me there was a chance that he would have been done early and was just going to swoop in and pull the rug out.
Right.
But I'm like, that's not happening, Fred. We all
know.
Yeah, right. That's not happening. You were talking about Raising Cane's, man. They just put one 4 blocks from my house out in Katy, and my oldest kid loves to walk up there and get food, but for the first month they were open, there was a minimum of 2 cops in the parking lot. It used to be a Black Eyed Pea, and they closed it and put up a Cane's. That place is busy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Good stuff.
I'm trying to amp up my voice. I feel like I've been NPR for the first hour, and it's because I'm used to listening to Barry, who is... Bam!
Yeah, always very high energy.
And, yeah, look at me!
Yeah.
I'm Barry Laminack, and you and I are very close in how we talk, so...
Yeah, I'm not like an in-your-face high energy guy, so...
Fred just sounds kind of resigned, and the end's coming. Yeah, the end is near, so I'll try and bring some sunshine in here. It's all good, though.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best to keep this thing going. Oh, here's Barry.
What do you want, Barry? Hey, B, what's up?
Why are you still here?
I got to go buy my wife a car. I got to go finish this transaction.
I thought you did that this morning.
What are you guys talking smack about me now?
No one's talking
first
smack about
you. First
you
say I'm fat,
it's all
even
love.
Though you weigh 50-some-odd pounds more than me.
Right.
Yeah.
He's two and a half feet taller than you.
You're saying I'm just because I'm in a good mood, because I enjoy life? Is that what it is?
How tall are you, Barry?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". I'm 5 inches taller than you.
Uh-huh. And you, it's like...
I lift weights every day.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Every day? Really?
No.
Every day.
He's lying.
Even though you don't have a fight pending, you're still lifting.
I still lift weights every day.
He's such a liar.
I didn't know that.
That's why you wear those big baggy sweatpants, so people don't know how fat you really are.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. I know.
You don't know.
I know the secrets.
You don't know.
What size shirt did you get for the upcoming week?
An extra large.
Well, there you go.
What size do you get?
Large.
I can't wait to see you stuffed into that.
I got an extra large.
Did you? Oh, I should have known.
Yeah, I did. I got an extra large. It's large on me, though. It's big. It's big.
Well, it should be.
You're
5'10".
What is it? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't go over one arm, bro. It's the whole upper body.
I was going to just
do
wear
not
it like
understand
a,
that
it's
like
a snuggie on me.
I weigh more than you because I'm on a bigger frame than you.
Yeah, but only 5 inches. But like I said, that 53 pounds is like if I had like 2 extra legs or something.
Like, think about this.
That's a lot.
When you're at your optimal weight, how much do you weigh?
165, 170.
Okay, if I'm at an optimal weight.
Because I'm also 43. So.
If I'm at an optimal weight, it's like 205.
No, you need to go lower than that. That's not optimal.
Dude,
you're still chunky.
No, you've seen me at 185. I look like an AIDS patient.
No, you looked a lot better. I'd have hit it.
No,
185?
No.
I totally would have done it.
You would never hit it.
I would have done it.
You would never
in
hit
a heartbeat.
It.
That's why I bought you all that alcohol that weekend.
You would never hit it.
I would.
Actually,
are you just saying because you wouldn't let me?
I would never let you hit it.
Barry told me that when he
and
used
you'll,
to...
Because I work out and you don't, you'd never be strong enough to take it.
He told me when he trained, he loved being in a triangle.
Oh, what? I'm sure.
He's told
Stop
me that several times.
It. I'm sure.
Stop.
He loves that smell.
Stop it.
Ball musk.
You guys are out of control. Mm. I don't know what's wrong. This show's off the rails.
Don't
be mad at me because I'm always in a good mood.
No, we're not mad at you about
not
it.
Not at all.
Yeah, we were crediting your high energy.
Oh. Yeah. They were just like, they're making fun of you again. I was like, what?
Oh, no, that would be if, like, if I was saying, hey, I'm Barry Lamack. Look at me. I tell jokes. Look what I can do.
I did hear that.
Did you do that?
I might have said that, actually.
Did you really?
Out loud.
Why are you stabbing me in the back, Shock? This, ouch, ouch.
I did hear that Raheel and John were clowning on our show today. Did you hear anything about that, John?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Raheel and John were supposedly clowning on our show. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't. When was that?
I mean, I guess during the Raheel and Granato show.
What today?
Yeah, supposedly today. I got some tweets about it.
What could that have been about?
Yeah. That's probably like a, I don't know, one-liner from Raheel or something.
I'm not usually up that early, so I didn't hear any of it. It's a,
You're not up by 9 a.m.?
Sometimes. But usually when I do get up, I go like straight to the gym, and I'm not listening to John and Raheel.
And to be honest, I'm not either.
Okay.
So
I mean,
all good.
AJ, you don't listen to sports radio anyway.
Well, not really. Not really. I've tried to listen to our station a little more lately. That way when I bitch and complain about it to Todd and David Gow, I can at least
be credible.
Yeah, I can at least be credible.
I found it difficult to listen myself. I mean, not just here. To any sports talk, it's so just hot take
just
after hot take. I just don't have the patience. I'd rather put on some music.
That's what I like.
XMU, something like that. And
I like that, and I like to listen to Howard. It's the same I've been forever.
I haven't listened to Howard Stern, so I don't know how long.
You know, when I got my first job in sports radio, I'd never listened to one day of sports talk radio in my whole life.
You just walked in and let her rip.
I mean, the guy found me and asked me to come intern for him and basically like write jokes for him.
Oh.
But he asked if I knew about sports, and I did. But I knew nothing about sports radio. I mean, nothing. So I didn't know, you know, I didn't know the format at all. So, but turns out it's really easy. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time now. It's not rocket science.
832 says a BMI chart says 8 pounds per inch. He should be 40 pounds heavier if you're both at your optimal healthy weight.
Okay.
So that's reasonable.
It's close. I'm probably a little heavier than that. But again, like, I'm carrying around some muscle on me. Barry doesn't have any muscle on him. Barry's whole body is just like fat on little bitty bones. It's...
He ain't 5'10 either.
I don't believe that either.
No,
yeah, I don't think so.
I'm almost 5'10, and we're pretty much eye to eye.
Okay.
And yeah. No.
So you think he's 5'9"?
There's a fraction in there, probably. Yeah, he might be a solid 5'9".
Okay.
Just saying. I like the way he just rolled in and bumped you out of the way, Jong.
I mean, Barry is like, Barry should be Jong size.
Force of nature.
Barry should be Jong size. If Barry were in shape, he'd look like Jong.
I said 205 because I can't imagine myself at 190. It probably would be best for everybody involved if I was. I just couldn't imagine.
When's the last time you were under a 2?
Oh, after. I mean, it was after college. Actually, my senior year is probably pretty bad. I would say junior year of college, maybe.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's the highest you got, the fattest?
The highest I ever got?
Yeah.
Years ago, 286.
Oh, okay. I've been heavier than you.
I've never got to 300.
Oh, I hit that 300.
I would never, but again, you're what are you, 6'4"?
6'3".
Yeah, you're 5 inches taller than I am.
Yeah.
So you could probably wear it better, but no, that's a point of no return. I won't allow myself to get there.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. All right. What were we talking about before?
Hell if I know.
Oh, yeah, I totally lost track of where we were in this whole show.
Barry. We were talking about Jason Pierre-Paul, but I think we've exhausted that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks to all you people for acknowledging how white AJ and I are, because we haven't seen anything Lala Anthony is in. I've got some new edition 45s at home. It tells you how old I am.
I don't. I never liked the new edition.
I had a couple because I used to DJ weddings, so it was kind of a necessity. Yeah, I rolled around turntables back in the day.
Let me look at her IMDb and see if there's anything.
The one thing that'll jump out would be Power.
I haven't seen it.
I'm aware there are 5 shows on TV, I think, that are approximately about breaking into the music business. And I'm counting Atlanta with Donald Glover, which is fantastic. It's very close to being that. But I haven't seen what's the one with Taraji Henson, P. Henson? Is it Empire? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Haven't seen it either.
Power, haven't seen it. John, you probably seen more of those, haven't you?
Episode here or there.
She's played in... I've heard of Power, haven't watched it, but I have heard of it.
She's a former MTV VJ as well. I'm aware of that.
She did an episode of Law & Order SVU, which I've heard of, but I also don't watch.
But you and I could have also done an episode of that.
She did an episode of CSI New York in 2009. And she played herself in You Got Served in 2004. I did see that. So, yeah, maybe I am just too white to know any of her stuff.
I was an extra on Homicide: Life on the Streets one time.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a little old for some folks.
But is that like
I should have an IMDb?
We need a black guy to talk to us about Lala Anthony. Is she in these movies? Because there's like a whole subset of movies that only black people watch. Like, in my mind, I watched one Tyler Perry movie.
Right.
And for me, it's unimaginable to watch another one. It's just not for me. I mean, it's a guy dressed up as an old lady. I didn't get the comedy of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
But those movies make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So... I think only black people go watch those movies. I don't think there's any white people going to watch a Madea movie.
I mean, my kids don't. My wife doesn't. My children don't. I would say the one show with a predominantly black character, and it would be Doc McStuffins at my house. Disney
Jr. You got little kids.
And that would be it. That is the only one.
What are your boys watching?
They will watch sports. The two of them, my oldest two, are binge-watching The Office right now.
That's a super white show.
Extremely white.
I wanted to play a game. Remember, John, when we played Black Jeopardy?
Yeah.
I want to have, and we the Black Jeopardy, basically we had, what do we have, four black guys in here playing that game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I think it was maybe three black guys and one white guy we had playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Was the way we did
Sounds right.
And I had a bunch of black trivia questions. And I thought about it, and I was like, I don't want to do that again. I might have black guys come in and do a Jeopardy about only white people things and see how that works out. Like
golf.
Like pop culture stuff right. For white people.
Sure.
And like I say name the four main characters on Seinfeld and see if a black guy knows
that's good. Who is Mary Tyler Moore?
Right.
Exactly. We're getting a lot of helpers on the text line. A, she can't act. B, she's whack. She was apparently on Soul Plane, which I'm also aware of but did not see.
It doesn't have her listed for Soul Plane.
And
it doesn't give her credit for that.
Didn't know if you were aware, AJ, that Madea is not a man. He's dressed as an old woman. Yeah, Tyler Perry. You knew that, though.
I did know that.
Okay.
Isn't that exactly what I said?
I thought you did, but I might not have been listening, so I don't know.
Didn't I say that,
it
John?
It happens.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Is that... XL up there or is that L? I didn't bring my bifocals. L, you want to talk about black people movies? Welcome to the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, what's up, sports guys?
Sports to you.
I am officially black.
Okay.
Been black for some 39 odd years. And Tyler Perry movies are atrocious.
But am I right that only black people watch them?
Primarily because it's a lot of cultural in-jokes that I think most white people wouldn't get. It's, I find them to be offensive because they're highly stereotypical. You know, there's no really smart black character normally. The plot line of almost all of them is some dark-skinned guy does something really bad and some light-skinned guy swoops in and saves the day. And Madea threatens to kill everybody. Mm. Pretty stupid.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you're not missing anything.
This is what I think. This is why our country will never come together, because I feel like people of all races watch white people movies.
Yeah,
but then like black people only watch like they're the only people that watch black people movies. Like, but black and white people and everybody watches white people movies. But then, like, I'd never go watch the black people movies. I don't think I'm racist.
No.
But
Yeah, I think that's the thing. There's like a strong division in movies, that there's movies only for black people that only black people watch.
What do you consider a movie with Samuel L. Jackson or Denzel Washington in?
White people movies.
Yeah, because if they're not made by Tyler Perry, I mean, who else is out there?
Like
John Singleton isn't making movies.
But there
movies
are
anymore.
Movies made to be directed at black people.
Sure.
I went and watched Split last night.
Was that any good?
Actually, really good.
Okay.
I hate M. Night Shyamalan movies, usually. I went back to, and I was like, of all the movies that guy's made, how many have I left the theater or left the DVD going, yeah, I felt good about that. The Sixth Sense, the first time I watched The Sixth Sense.
Okay, that's the ubiquitous one.
That was good.
One,
that's right. Like his gold standard. This might be the next best movie he's ever made.
409 says Friday was good.
Friday was good.
That was, yeah.
But I almost think that's like a...
Coming to America, but that was...
Those aren't directed at only black people,
yeah, that
people,
was
though.
More broadly brushed. That was generated to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's when Arsenio was on top of the world,
exactly,
too. And everybody loved Arsenio.
Yep.
Bill Clinton loved Arsenio.
Yep. But I was watching that movie. There was a preview for a movie where this white girl has a black boyfriend, and she's taking him home to meet her family, mm-hmm. And he says, do they know I'm black? And she's like, what do you mean? Why does it matter? Well, it turns out like the whole movie is about a bunch of black people have gone missing in this town where it's like a bunch of paranormal stuff happening. Like the white family has black people who do their gardening and their housekeeping.
Right.
But they're like ghosts. And this black guy's like in a fight to get out of his life or to get out of this town alive. And like they start to do this research and all these black people have died in this town and it's no coincidence. And I was like, what the hell kind of movie is this?
I saw that preview.
What's that movie called?
I don't remember. I saw, I was watching Doctor Strange and I saw it. I was
when
like,
you watched
what
it, when you saw
hell?
That, were you like, what is this?
I was like, is this a comedy? Like, it almost felt like one of those Wayans Brothers, like, comedy
movies.
That's
what movies. I thought was it was like, going to be, but it's was supposedly like, a thriller.
It had a dark, like, theme to it.
It was like Van Helsing, where it wasn't supposed to be a comedy, but it ended up being one?
No, well, a little bit, but I was like, I was just waiting for, like a Wayans brother to pop on the screen and kind of turn the theme of it, but I was like, what the hell is this?
A32 said Unbreakable was really good.
Unbreakable was okay.
No, and I hated that movie.
I thought it was okay. They paid a little homage to it at the end of Split.
Did they?
Yeah, because it shows Bruce Willis, and they were like, what was the name of that guy who all those years ago went to prison for... And Bruce Willis goes, Mr. Glass. That's like the very last scene of the movie. So, yeah. But that movie itself was actually pretty good, Split. I recommend it, in fact. I wish it would have been rated R. Because usually it's easier for like a scary movie to be good if it's rated R.
He did all these movies, and the one that jumps out to me is Stuart Little.
Who did those movies?
M. Night, of all these films he's made.
He's made a lot of really horrible movies.
He also made Stuart Little in the middle of all those, The Last Airbender, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need to talk about Windows?
Is that what I'm supposed to do here,
yeah.
John?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk more about M. Night Shyamalan on the other side.
It's called Get Out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's like the whole movie is about
really
like trying to get out of this town as a black guy. Like this town is death to black guys. So it's very strange, very strange. All right, guys, I'm a big fan of Window World of Houston. These guys are providing premium quality. Did you turn my mic off again?
Yeah, that's the second time this week. I'm sorry.
Window World not only provides premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America and carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. They've become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call in Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles, absolutely no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go online at windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Give them a call today. Doors and siding also available, guys. It's Window World, simply the best for less. Dangerous, the things we do. I'm
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Yeah, apparently this is the topic that people wanted to get to today. A lot of black people on Twitter saying Get Out sounds like a movie about Vidor, Texas. That's it's probably similar, except if Vidor was haunted, that might be the same case. Brandon says, is Will Smith considered a black guy? Listen, there are movies with black guys in them that are still white guy movies. They're still marketed toward white people. And or marketed towards not
a
just
much
black
broader
people.
Audience,
but there correct. Is a subsection of movies that are marketed only to black people, only to black people. Like, I mean, there's not like commercials run for Madea movies on regular TV, at least not that I've ever seen.
I don't think so. Yeah, but, I can't remember seeing them now that you mention it.
But they've got to be advertising somewhere.
There's always billboards.
Have you ever seen a billboard?
I have actually. I believe I've seen a Tyler Perry billboard. I don't think it was here in Houston, though.
Okay, where was it?
Probably back east in Baltimore, D.C.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Right, see? About.
Yeah.
So I looked up this Get Out movie, and it is directed and written by Jordan Peele. And yep. You know who Jordan Peele is? From Key and Peele?
That's Peele. What he was telling me, yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
guessing this is more, it's a spoof off of horror movies, and I'm sure it's like a comedy.
Kind of
like
a scary movie. But they make, yeah. takeoffs.
They, dude, but you saw the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't make it seem like it's a comedy movie. Like, they make it seem like it's a legit thriller. Like, this dude's fighting for his life to get out of there. Mm. So, I mean, maybe it is like that, but that's not how they're spinning it for sure.
Mm.
And so what I'm saying is, just because a black guy is in the movie, it doesn't make it a black movie. Will Smith has done zero black movies. Every movie that he's done is aimed at everyone. Aimed at the masses. Someone mentioned Bollywood. I think it was maybe Disco Biscuit or somebody. Yeah, she said somebody said something about Bollywood. Oh, it was Lauren said, what about Bollywood movies? Same thing. It's like a whole subset of movies directed specifically at one race of people.
Those are made for the Indian community, so to speak.
Right, but there are movies like that for black people.
Yeah.
And those Bollywood movies, you would think, okay, it makes sense because they speak Hindi or whatever they speak in India there in those movies. So me watching a Bollywood movie would be pretty useless. But it is weird that there's a black subset of movies because I speak the same language as black people.
Oh, I mistake you all the time.
Yeah. let's take some calls on this. Let's talk to, is that Brandon at the top?
Yeah, Brandon, welcome to the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was going to say, yeah, you're kind of right, but I really think it's more like the newer age movies that are coming out. Because if you think about it, like all the older movies, like white people really got into those, like Menace to Society and Boys in the Hood or Juice. You
but
know
those
what
are
I'm
different.
Saying? New Jack City.
Those are different
like,
because
a lot
they...
of white people watch those. But like these new movies, yeah, I kind of feel you on the segregation thing. So I think it's really like more the old school type that was kind of really generated at all audience because they kind of wanted to. I know like John Singleton, he kind of really like wanted to let people know what it's like to be in the ghetto or be raised in the ghetto. So a lot of white people went to watch it just to go see what it was like. And they were like, oh, well, this is actually pretty damn good.
Right. I really yeah, hope that
I'll hang up and listen.
I hope white folks aren't going to Tyler Perry movies to catch a glimpse of the black community.
No, I can't imagine.
I guarantee you those folks are out there.
I can't imagine that's the
which
case.
Which is unfortunate.
Like, maybe the closest thing to mainstream, like a mainstream director that does mostly black movies, mm-hmm. with the exception of Tyler Perry, I think Spike Lee does a lot of movies that are made for black people. Like, I don't think a ton of white people watch Spike Lee movies. Now, he's had some that were mass marketed, like He Got Game, which, if you put Denzel Washington in your movie, white people are going to watch it. If you put Will Smith in your movie, white people are going to watch it. Those are
those are stars that go above like racial lines. Yeah, those like are superstars.
I'm trying to remember how like She's Got to Have It, Do the Right Thing, School Days, how they were marketed. Like I can't remember seeing a trailer on television now, but I mean, if I'm Tyler Perry, I'm never spending a dime on promotion again. Social media is the only place I would advertise my
movies.
But
like when you look at Spike Lee's filmography,
yeah, Malcolm X,
he does a lot of stuff that I've never heard of. Now, he couldn't keep making movies if no one went to watch him. I mean, clearly he's making money on these somehow. But, I mean, it's about one out of every five of his movies I've ever even heard of.
Those Knicks tickets ain't cheap.
Right. So I'm getting, it's, I mean, it's the same way. I doubt there's a lot of black people watching Woody Allen movies. So and honestly, I don't watch Woody Allen movies.
I'm going to be honest with you.
But somebody has to.
I'm going through this IMDb. Nothing.
The Spike Lee one?
Sucker Free City was the only thing I remember hearing about. Other than that, Bamboozled might be the last thing I remember seeing a trailer for.
I mean, it's
Summer of Sam. He also did Pavarotti and Friends, a TV documentary about Luciano Pavarotti.
Very strange. He did a remake of Old Boy, which I love the original one, but I haven't watched his remake of it. All right, we'll be back. We'll take some more calls. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler. Mike Liebeschock filling in for Fred today.
Best I can.
We're talking about the difference between black movies and white movies. And someone asked if I ever saw... Desmond says, have you ever seen Brown Sugar and or The Best Man?
Best Man, yes, I've seen.
I've never even heard of Brown Sugar, first of all. I have not seen The Best Man, but The Best Man I know is an example of what I'm talking about, where the only time I ever heard of The Best Man was when I went to the theater and saw the poster on the wall outside. And the poster has only black people on it.
Sure.
And has never been marketed to me. And I'm telling you, if I go to a regular white person movie, they don't run commercials. They don't run previews for movies like The Best Man. And it's like Hollywood is designing to keep us separated. But I'd never had seen a commercial for it. I'd never seen a trailer. And listen, I know Facebook algorithms and things like that make it to where I bet there, you know, Facebook probably said, hey, go see The Best Man to black people on Facebook.
Right.
They never said that to white people. I'm just telling you, that's the way it works. But there are movies that I never would know they existed unless they had a poster on the wall at the theater saying now showing. But somebody has to be advertising to black people because those movies make money.
Yeah, my wife just started texting me a list of movies, and she's actually making our point for us. Barbershop.
That's for everybody. That's
New Jack City was marketed to everybody. That's everybody. When Wesley Snipes was at the
These
top of his
These are movies
game.
That have black people in them.
Anything with the Wayans brothers, white chicks.
Anything with Ice Cube in it.
Yeah.
Anything with the Wayans brothers.
Drumline.
Anything with Denzel. White people know about
Nutty
that
Professor.
Stuff.
Again, Eddie Murphy.
We know about Eddie Murphy.
And Boondocks was an extremely popular newspaper comic that got made into a cartoon, which really spoke more to suburban white kids who probably like watching that to be. And no, I'm not trying to get your CP card revoked. So
I don't know. Let's talk to JT. What's up, JT?
My man, AJ, Mike Liebeschock. How are you guys doing?
Good, I'm
doing
man.
Well.
All
is
right.
This JT look, Barrett?
Listen, you guys need a black correspondent on the show. I mean, you guys know that, right? When you guys get to these type of topics, you know you guys could call me or Cam for black correspondence, but that's what you guys need in the studio at some time. Right?
All right, well, give it to us. Am I wrong about this? Are there different movies only for black people?
So you're a tad bit wrong on the fact that, like, there's a lot of movies that are made for black people, but it just so happened that white people see them and think that they're funny. Like Barbershop, that's a black person movie. It just so happened that a white person seen it and it was like, oh, this actually might be funny. And plus, people, like people love Ice Cube now because he deals with little kids.
Ice Cube is white people friendly.
Yeah,
this is the reality, and I'm not trying to be racist here, but there are certain black people that the average white guy or white woman feels comfortable with or safe with. Ice Cube is absolutely on that list.
Cedric the Entertainer is also on that list.
Him, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence,
Denzel.
Tyler Perry is getting there. He might already be there, but Tyler Perry. Those guys are on that list. Like, if someone put it, like, Bad Boys 3 is going to come out, and I mean, I don't know if y'all know. Y'all might want to look up who was originally supposed to start in the first Bad Boys.
Yeah, how about that?
Bad Boys 3 is about to come out soon. And, like, white people are going to go watch that. For sure.
Is Will Smith going to be in it?
Yes, Will Smith is going to be in it. I think the original cast was supposed to be like John Lovett and someone else. Harvey.
It actually was supposed to be Will Smith and Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy chose to make Metro and Vampire of Brooklyn instead of Bad Boys.
He blew it on that.
So Martin Lawrence, if I remember that right, got the benefit of yet another Eddie Murphy career disaster decision.
But I think go back and look again. Before they hired Will Smith and Martin Lawrence,
John Lovitz. It was supposed to be like
Harvey and Dan Lovitz. Like,
Dana Carvey?
Like a weird combination.
You might be onto something. But JT, and by the way, this is 2014 Rock the Mic champ JT Parrott who's called in. I get the crux of it is that they're also marketed differently. Like the Madea films are marketed differently. You're not going to see them generally marketed on NBC, CBS, maybe Fox, maybe the CW, you know, maybe the dub as it used to be back in the day. And it's probably just a case of him saying, why am I going to spend millions on one of the three major networks to speak to people who probably aren't going to come see this movie? He's going to market it to the audiences and the channels where I think he thinks he's going to get the most success. Does that make sense?
Here's my question to you, JT. Do you see commercials for Tyler Perry movies?
Say it one more time.
Do you ever see commercials for Tyler Perry movies? Or are they like marketed to you on Facebook?
Yeah, no, well, that's actually on TV as well. I mean, you got to also remember, like, black people don't watch just like regular shows that you guys watch, right? So, like, regular news channels, like, a lot of people don't watch that. Like, if Empire's not on Fox, ain't no black people watching Fox.
Yeah,
if Scandal's not on ABC, ain't no black people watching ABC. What we got a reason to watch ABC for?
See, Blackish.
They market to the demographic, so you'll see a lot of those. Like, if you're looking at like VH1 or BET, and you're watching like Love and Hip Hop, then you will see a lot of those movies get marketed there. But like, I mean, we know black people and white people don't watch the same thing.
That's the point, and it's smart on his part. Again, why am I going to spend a ton of money to be on during the Goldbergs or whatever show is, you know, on NBC that's killing it when you're not speaking to your audience? It makes sense. Aziz Ansari, however, might, because he's been on a hot NBC show in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it might make sense for one.
Aziz Ansari is hosting Saturday Night Live. He's
again, NBC.
He's mainstream to everyone now.
Yeah.
So he's not, you know, he's passed up all that stuff. But what my point is there are movies that white people never know about because the general white person, if a white person doesn't watch BET, they're never going to hear about them.
You'll see them at Walmart.
Right.
In the DVD section.
And because the Facebook algorithm that sends stuff to JT is different than what sends to us.
Yeah.
You know, we never know about this stuff.
Can you imagine John Lovitz and Dana Carvey being
What a disaster that would have been. Because like Will Smith and Will Smith especially, but Martin Lawrence too. They are so cool in that movie. That's like, I mean, Dana Carvey and John Lovett, that movie would have never been as good.
According to IndieWire, yes, indeed, it was supposed to be Lovitz and Dana Carvey, and it would have been a completely different movie.
Oh, it would have been a disaster. There would have never been a Bad Boys 2.
The original title, Bulletproof Hearts. And then Arsenio Hall turned down the role of Lowry, which went to Will Smith.
Okay.
So it was supposed to be Eddie and Arsenio then.
I don't know. I don't know where it said, but I don't know. I don't see Eddie Murphy's name on here.
Okay.
Will Smith, man, that dude.
So they turned to two of the biggest shows on TV, the lead actors, on Martin and Fresh Prince. So they went with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
But notice, those were the two. They were two big shows, not just with black people. Those were two big shows to everybody. White people watched Fresh Prince. Yep. White people watched Martin to a lesser degree, but white people definitely watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, it's because it was on network.
And it's also NBC versus, what was it?
Fox was Martin.
Was it Fox?
Yeah, because it was on the same channel as The Simpsons. It came on the same night as The Simpsons.
And to be fair, Married with Children would have never gone over on NBC.
No.
A decidedly Fox program.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. We might take... Might take one more round of calls on this on the other side, but then we gotta move on. We can't talk about black people movies forever.
And the reason why is because Lala has been in all these movies that we never heard about.
Yeah,
and that kind of spun off from the Carmelo.
That's where it all came
Trace.
From.
Thanks, Phil Jackson.
But yeah, Lala is in a lot of these movies that white people have never heard of.
Now I do admit I have seen two movies that she's been in: Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man 2. So those are the two movies. But she had a very minor role in those.
I have to admit. Like you're ashamed.
No, man. I'm not ashamed. I actually like that movie.
Okay.
Good stuff. First one better than the second one.
Okay.
I think I've heard of that movie. I didn't hear of the sequel, but I'm pretty sure I did hear of the movie.
They had the turtle from Entourage. He was a token white guy.
Okay. I don't know. All right. I'm going to tell you about Dirt Free. Now's the time. Save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery. Clean it all with Dirt Free Carpet. They'll clean one room right now. Free. With any purchase. That means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They'll clean the inside of your car if that's what you want. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard about it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler. Mike Liebeschock filling in.
Yep.
We've been talking about black people movies and white people movies and the difference between them. And that there we've confirmed now there is a full subset of black people movies that we'll never hear about. And you live with black people.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I don't even hear about
them. I forget that a lot until I see a picture of the six of us. I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, you're the only white guy there.
I'm the one, yeah. Hey, real quick.
But you guys watch white people movies at your house, right?
I guess.
You clearly don't even get to know about these black people movies.
No, but I will say I'm probably more apt to be aware of them than my wife would be.
Okay.
I'm more in touch with...
You're more in touch with the urban side.
Quote-unquote urban media and urban culture than her. So, yeah. Real quick, before we get back to this, and Clifford, we see you there. Houston Game Day, the show I do with Barry Laminack, the rotund comic who was in here a little bit ago. We got our very first remote, so make sure you come out to Twin Peaks in Beaumont this Sunday. It's a very special time instead of 9 to noon. We're on from noon to 3. And I guess I don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but the Beaumont folks, you have your chance to come out and take shots of Barry in person because we always see you on the text line, the Beaumont area code, and you'll get to see Barry Laminack live. And then we'll do the Raising Cane's giveaway next hour, but right now we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Wounded Warrior Amputee football game Wednesday, February 1, so it's next week, the Del Mar, the stadium where they have all the HISD football games. Dan Pastorini, Randy White, 400 others, plus Snoop Dogg will take on the amputee team in a flag football game. It's family-friendly, supports our service veterans. Tickets are $10 with kids. Students are free. Get your tickets today at Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team.org. And in honor of the 9 Madea movies and the 1 animated short, we'll make it the 10th caller at 713-780-3776 for a four-pack of tickets for the Wounded Warrior Amputee football game.
I got something to read here. Join John and Raheel and Unfiltered at Glacier Pool Supplies and Spa tomorrow in Webster from 9 until 1. Come hang out. Enjoy coffee from Cat's Coffee, other beverages provided by Saloon Door Brewing, and a barbecue from Rudy's. Astros legend J.R. Richard will be signing autographs from 11 to 1 and will be giving away $2,000 worth of prizes on site. So go see those guys if you're down south.
Nice.
There you go.
You get superhero tweets?
Oh, yes.
Have you gotten a couple?
I got a couple. Let me go through some of these. Oh, there's so many other tweets coming in. So
Is Beth coming in today, too?
Yeah, she's in Michael's studio recording a couple of things.
All right.
Nice.
Alex says the Washington Wizards are the villain of the week for going full teenage goth to the Celtics game. Eyeliner and all black.
But they won, bottom line. Mm-hmm. They won.
And Carlos says that Roger Federer should be the hero because he's an old man. Dude is 35 and back in the Australian Open.
But both those Williams chicks are back in the finals.
Well, I think they played a semi today.
I think they both won.
I thought they played each other today.
No, I think they do, but I thought it was the finals.
Interesting.
No, maybe you're right because the finals will be on the weekend.
Correct. Even though it's maybe, in Australia.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
They'll be well ahead of us. And it actually is going to be at 2:30 a.m. Our time from Rod Laver Arena in Australia, mate.
You gonna watch?
No,
no, me neither.
How are you gonna prep for your Sunday show?
We only spend
you
one
guys
of
don't
the
talk too much women's tennis.
We only spend one of the 3 hours that we do on women's tennis.
Let's talk to Clifford, and we'll move on from this topic. What's up, Clifford?
Sports.
Hey, sports,
I want to let y'all know how I get the inside because I'm a white dude. First of all, you got to know ASISTA, S-I-S-T-A, ASISTA.
Okay.
And you get to know her real good, and then she trusts you, and she'll tell you all that inside information like that.
But Mike Liebeschock's married to ASISTA.
That's just the way they come to me and tell me all that stuff.
Mm.
And then the other place you can find this information out is sort of, y'all mentioned the barber shop, but there's a few of them here in Houston, like Stubblefield over there on Simpson Drive. And y'all might be a little scared to go over there, but I'm in that area all the time, and nobody bothers me for the last 30 years.
Well, I'm bald. That's what keeps me from going to the barber shop, but I'm not scared of black people.
No.
That's not something that I've dealt with much, but I don't know where that place is, but I do have parts of town that I just don't go to because there's no reason for me to go there.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mostly because and it's mostly the side of town that's opposite of me.
Yeah.
So like I live in the northwest quadrant I do sometimes I'll get over like as far as the Woodlands and sometimes I have to go to Humble. But really from like Humble down around to Pearland, like if you follow that that clock or
through my neck of town, you don't go out to 9 o'clock very often.
I don't go to 9 o'clock ever unless I'm going to Louisiana. 9 o'clock.
That's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock I don't go to ever.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock and like 5 o'clock, never. Never. 3 o'clock, sometimes I'll go on the way out of town.
Yeah.
But 5 o'clock, what the hell am I going to do at 5 o'clock?
Nothing
for me there.
Nothing's going on at 5 o'clock.
No, I go to 9 o'clock sometime. I have a bunch of friends out there in Katy, so I drink a lot of beer out there in Katy.
Sounds good.
I get out there quite a bit. But 5 o'clock, there's nothing for me there.
Nothing good going on at 5 o'clock.
No.
Never.
You get out there at 5 o'clock, John?
5 o'clock as in like League City and stuff? Or 5 o'clock as in like between League City and downtown?
Yes.
No.
No.
We've invented a new new language.
I mean, that's how you figure out where you're going in the city. I don't.
3 o'clock's 3 o'clock's actually kind of getting up there. Like there's a lot of people moving into 3 o'clock. That's like Edo. Fred's at 3 o'clock.
Fred's like in the middle of the clock, though.
He's right in the middle.
I'm talking about where the hands branch out.
Like where the hour hand branches out to. Like 5 to 10
minute
miles.
Minute hand, you're good to go.
Yeah, 5 to 10 miles from downtown is how you describe the clock.
That's fantastic.
So this is like, we're talking past Eighth Wonder, right?
Yeah,
okay,
way
okay.
past that. Like, so for me, 12 o'clock, If you go by minute hand on 12 o'clock and you're up in the Woodlands, you're good.
Yeah.
If you stop at the hour hand at 12 o'clock, not that great. Not good. I don't hang out at the hour hand of 12 o'clock.
You should drive right through the hour hand.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to stop around the hour hand of 12.
We could take Grand Parkway, stay at the edge of the minute hand, and just go straight around.
Yeah. Grand Parkway does run kind of close to my house.
That's expensive, bro.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, if you live out there on those tolls, anywhere around there, that's I mean, I have to take the tolls to work every day. I take Beltway 8. Mm. But, you know, when I do go out to Katy and hang out with my boys out there, it's a nice way to get home. You know, it's a pretty direct route.
You've had enough to drink. You don't care about the toll.
No. There's hardly ever any cops out there either. All right. We'll be back. Hour number three of the Blitz coming up. One sip will make a flip. Writing names on my plotting mad balance. So I'm going to this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies up in garbage. Seeds watch us grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.